What it is?
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Hard Factor. It is Wednesday, March 27th. Our top stories for the day. I'm going to do a legislative update. We're going to talk about Obamacare, the veto gong, Mueller report release, and the Green New Deal.
Whoa, that got a full slate.
Exciting.
Yeah, lots of political news today. Mark's going to do one about a psychotic yet hardworking Arby's employee.
Yeah, I'm going to do a fast food story. Arby's should change their slogan to Arby's. We'll fucking kill you.
We have the murder.
Good teaser.
Yeah.
And then Wes will take us through a lightning round of other headlines. Okay, let's get into this legislative update. Up first, Obamacare debate is back. Fresh off of a full exoneration, the Trump administration announced on Monday night that they now back a ruling from a judge in Texas that declares the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare, unconstitutional. So the White House says, yep, now we've got the DOJ on our side. Let's kill it once and for all. But not so fast. House Democrats are putting together a bill to strengthen Obamacare, even though it'll never pass the Senate. And they assert that the vast majority of Americans love Obamacare and will likely vote in their favor in the next presidential election just based on that one issue. To which I say, do you really think you can outmarket the guy who beat you with a theoretical wall on Obamacare alone?
No, they got to go with something else.
Yeah, they're fucked.
They're going to have to do a little bit more than Obamacare as the main
obstruction.
Trump is Trump and company are just bebopping and scotting all over the place right now.
Yeah. Well, it's weird, though, like the general consensus amongst the most of the news outlets is saying that this is a huge win for the Democrats.
They have to say that. They've got fucking nothing.
What do you mean it's a huge win for the Democrats?
They're saying that, like, you know, Trump trying to get rid of Obamacare is like a boon to him, and it's going to be a haunt him. You know,
he needs to replace it with something that's better than whatever he's come up with in the past. Yeah. That's for sure.
They're getting no new voters on this. Yeah. That's the bottom line.
Taking it to the internet on this one, at Real Donald Trump, he says the Republican Party will become the party of health care.
Yeah.
So.
Well, he better have pre-existing conditions covered.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, he's. He's getting ahead of it. Who knows what'll happen? But anyways,
Factor boys are getting older.
Yeah, we definitely need healthcare. Into the veto fail. In today's duh news, the House failed to get the 2/3 votes it needed to overturn the national emergency declaration on the U.S. southern border. We knew it was never going to pass, and now all we really need is the White House to produce a nice veto gong video to make us all laugh. You
know? Hey, we should reach out to our boy Ronnie Davis and tell him to tell Trump about the veto gong.
Yeah.
And then get that on video.
Import one from China.
Yeah,
Japan,
let's get a veto gong going.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should just. Do you think if we mailed a veto gong to the White House, they would accept it?
I don't see why not.
If it was a huge one.
Yeah, it's got to be pretty big, though.
It's got to be real big.
Do you have 10 grand laying around?
Yeah.
Well, we might need to start GoFundMe or something. Yeah. Okay. Let's get into the Mueller report release next. AG Bill Barr says he's going to have a version of the Mueller report published, or Mueller, sorry, however you say it, published in a matter of weeks, and that he doesn't plan to vet it with the White House before he releases it. So that's kind of a cocky move. Everyone who's been chomping at the bit to personally prove obstruction does exist, you'll get your shot soon.
Yep, it's coming out soon. They have to redact a few things that the public can't know about, like... that is about national security and people's names and shit that names they don't need to know.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So that's why it's a version of the Mueller report. So,
right. We'll get all the information for sure.
Yeah. That's what it seems like.
No collusion.
And, yeah, absolutely none. They say, and finally the Green New Deal in the most embarrassing Senate vote of the year so far. And one that has Mitch McConnell's jowls jiggling with gleeful laughter. The Green New Deal failed to receive the 60 votes needed to continue discussing the bill on the floor.
How many did they get?
How does that happen?
How many did they get out of 60?
Yeah, so that's 60%. So you have 100 senators.
Okay.
So how do you only get less than 60 votes? Oh, 42 Democrats and even AOC's main man, Bernie Sanders, decided to pass and just vote present instead of actually voting, which AOC says she approves of.
She needs to shut up and stop clogging up our system with this bullshit. Like, to vote to proceed to talk about it is ridiculous.
She got zero. Well, she got zero votes.
Yeah,
well, zero. Her Green Deal plan is just preposterous. Like, climate, saving the climate, yeah, I mean, saving the earth or whatever, great. Like, let's work on it.
Sure.
But her first proposal is a little bit preposterous.
Yeah,
that's exactly the point. So what ended up happening and why people just voted present is because in the end, they declined to comment because they claimed that McConnell was just trying to get them to go on record debating in favor of the socialist-style initiatives in the bill, like massive industry regulations and massive tax increases.
They're saying Mitch was being manipulative? I don't believe it.
Yeah, sounds like an admission of guilt that they're socialists.
Well, right. Yeah, it begs the question, why was it sponsored? To be voted on.
Yeah.
So anyways, the shenanigans even gave one senator, Mike Lee from Utah, the chance to make points about how people should just fall in love and have more kids instead of caring about the Earth's future. So that leads me to my last point of this legislative update, that McConnell needs to get that guy on a fucking leash, because what the fuck is he talking about?
Every day is 4th of July.
Everyone just buy your SUV so you can pack all your kids in it and take it to the park. That's all the earth you need is a picnic.
Make sure to bring a ball pump.
Yeah. That guy's an idiot.
Exactly. All right. Taking it to the internet, Cheryl D on Facebook, she says, "Say goodbye, Mitch. Up for re-election in 2020. Over for you." To which Ben Meyerson responds, "I have a hunch he's going to retire with full benefits and a huge pension."
Oh yeah, the Republican Party's he's their MVP, man. They're going to take care of him, and if he doesn't want to retire, he's just going to win again.
Right.
Yeah. He's not a looker, but he's a natural born winner. That's for sure.
He is not a handsome man. Hey, have you guys seen those viral videos of the McDonald's workers beating the shit out of unruly customers?
Yeah, they're the best. That big chick just tossing that one girl around. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yep, that's one of them.
I like it when they mix it up right in front of the fry station.
There you go. There's the other one. So the one chick whoops the dude over the fry station after he reaches over the counter and hits her first. She grabs him by the shirt and beats him up. Everyone's seen that one, I believe. And then the big girl that Wes is talking about is a big girl, and she ragdolls the shit out of the customer in her sweatpants out in the booth area, just mauls her. So there's a lesson to be learned there, right? Like, don't fuck with the McDonald's employee. Their jobs suck. They don't get paid much, and they serve your goddamn food, so just don't fuck with them.
Yeah, they're waiting for this all day.
Right. Like, why? I don't, like, just please and thank you, you know?
Yep.
Like, just get your food, get out.
If you ever worked a really shitty job where you serve the public, I mean, you're just always, I wish somebody would. Like, that's what you're thinking.
Right, exactly.
Don't give them a reason.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Arby's employees must have been sick of seeing and hearing about how badass their rivals over at McDonald's were, and they're really up the ante, because Deanna Young, a 25-year-old manager at an Arby's restaurant in Tulsa, Oklahoma, is facing a first-degree murder charge for shooting and killing a customer after getting in an argument with him, allegedly.
That's one way to do it.
Yeah, so that's a little bit better than the fry incident. Apparently, Deshaun Talent, who is also 25 and is now dead, threatened...
What a name on that guy, though.
Yeah.
Really.
When he was alive.
That is a good
name. Sounds like he could run some roots.
Right, he wasted his talent. He's now dead. 25-year-old, threatened Deanna Young in a typical customer-to-fast-food employee fashion. But then he took it a step too far because he spit on her. So instead of just screaming at her,
that's what Deanna says. Or is there witnesses for that part?
It's got to be video evidence.
I think she's at least getting backed up by her. They're not disputing that part, doesn't seem like. That was his first mistake, spitting. His second mistake was coming back to the Arby's an hour after he spit and threatened her and said he would come back. He did. And then that was the second mistake. He came back to the restaurant an hour later for really no reason.
Yeah. He needed those curly fries.
He had already gotten the spit out. I don't know why he came back. Yeah.
Was he coming back just to talk shit?
Yeah, maybe he just he didn't get his food the first time.
I mean, if you don't get your curly fries the first time, you think about it.
There's only one Arby's in town.
The whole
and
time.
An hour later, yeah.
The whole time you're thinking about it. I didn't get my curly fries. I got to go back.
Maybe I won't bump into her.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, he did. And Young was not preoccupied with another screaming customer at the time. So she followed him out to the parking lot. Then they both got in their cars, and Young chased Talent down. So she was the one chasing him. And Young reportedly happens to be in possession of a 45 caliber handgun without a license, and she took that out when she was chasing him down, shot at Talent's SUV just the one time, and struck him right in the torso, police said.
Wow, what a shot.
Yeah, not a bad shot on her. Maybe she should work, you know, like as a gun trainer. Like, I don't even, I don't even know. A shooting range or something. Talent later crashed his car into the entrance of a Walmart. So instead of going to the hospital, he drove to the Walmart probably to get some gauze or something, or to yell at some Walmart employees. Yeah, where's the fucking gauze? Spitting on people and bleeding. He was found, you know, like dying in his car, the crash car at Walmart. They took him to the hospital and he died.
Does it become first degree murder if you're chasing someone?
Well, a lot of people think that, well, that's what she's being charged with, but a lot of people are saying it's self-defense because he came back after threatening her.
No, when you chase someone, it's not self-defense anymore. Yeah.
She's charged with first-degree murder. Yeah. So she's being held without bond at Tulsa County Jail.
Yeah, she's a murderer.
I do have to say, though, you as a customer have really fucked up when the manager tries to kill you and succeeds. The person that's trained in the opposite of killing you is the manager. Like, if one of the regular, like, line fry cooks is trying to kill you, that's fine. But the manager comes out and calms that person down.
Yeah.
If the manager is trying to kill you, you've gone too far. You've done something like spit on the manager. To be fair, though, Tulsa, Oklahoma's Arby's probably does the bare minimum in anti-rage killing of customers in their manager training class. It's probably just like a 3-minute video or maybe an email to a corporate members only because they don't even have email addresses at the store. So they're like, oh, we sent out the email. You didn't get it?
Yeah. Remember, the customer's always right, and don't kill them.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. The funniest part about all the, like, when a big company goes through something like this, they're going to get audited, and they're going to have to prove that they sent the don't kill somebody if they spit on you
email. Right. There's going to be an Arby's scandal where they retroactively created 80,000 email accounts for all the store people. No, they all got it.
Yeah.
Let's take it to the internet. Speaking of which, let's take it to the internet where Shayna Stancil says, and they say Americans no longer have a work ethic. That's because, I don't know if I mentioned it earlier, but she went back to work after.
Oh.
She definitely did not think she killed the guy. She probably thought she just fucked up his car.
Maybe. I don't know.
Right. She thought she just shot at his car. Yeah. She just hit the door, right?
Yeah.
Just the door, yeah.
Just the mid-level section. So she went back to work, and that was Shania's point is hard work is a joke.
Yikes.
Working ethic. And then another working ethic joke comes from Justin Gelsinger, who says, I mean, if I kill someone mid-shift, all bets are off for the rest of the day, referring to he might not go back to work as a joke.
No, why would he?
And then Sheila Brown gets in on it and says, Justin Gelsinger, nah, I'm going back to work. I'm trying to build up my vacation time. And that's pretty funny, too. And then Justin Gelsinger responds again and says, Sheila Brown, you're a better person than me. Where now he now takes the joke into, like, it's a reality.
Right.
I don't really,
like, this is a serious combo.
Right. Yeah. And he's confused because he's saying, no, you wouldn't go back to work.
And then he DM'd her and was like, you want to fuck?
Yeah, probably. And she probably said yes.
Yes. They fucked.
Nah, she didn't reply because of that last comment.
Yeah, he did blow it. Not smooth, Justin.
Fair enough. All right, moving on to some stories we didn't get to cover.
Applying for a loan is a lot like applying for a job that you don't get to interview for, which is why I always attach a headshot of someone better looking than me with my resume. And it works every time until they realize that you lied to them. Look, loan companies make their decision based off your credit score and history without getting to know the whole you, and you have so many intangibles. Now, thanks to Upstart.com, it never has to be that way again. Upstart is revolutionizing the way you borrow money by rewarding you for your job experience and education in the form of a smarter interest rate. Look, I could have used Upstart when I was first starting out, but instead, I was relegated to taking a personal loan out from a very tough carnival owner who assured me that 32% was a competitive interest rate. Unlike traditional credit underwriting, which could be biased against people with short credit history, Upstart goes beyond their traditional FICO score when assessing your credit worthiness. They make it fast, simple, and easy to check your rate in less than 2 minutes without affecting your credit score. And the best part, once your loan is approved, the funds will be transferred to you the very next business day. See why Upstart is ranked number one in their category with over 300 businesses on Trustpilot, and hurry to upstart.com/hard to find out how low your Upstart rate is. Checking your rate only takes 2 minutes and won't affect your credit. Go to upstart.com/hard to check it out.
Living on the edge of a lightning bolt.
Oh yeah.
So charges against Jussie Smollett and his alleged hoax slash hate crime filing a fake police report scandal have been dropped. And we don't exactly know why at this point, but the now infamous Empire
Act... Oh, they didn't have details on that? No. Like, the whole reasoning behind it?
Not yet, Will. Not yet.
Oh.
We're never going to fucking know.
Yeah, it's very shady. So now the infamous Empire actor has to be, he's pretty happy, saying at a press conference following the court hearing, quote, "I have been truthful and consistent on every level since day one." So he's standing by his story, and you know, I don't know.
It's just so fucking weird. Like, isn't the mayor upset about it?
Yeah, the mayor, Rahm Emanuel, is very pissed about all this, saying, quote, "The prosecutor's decision is a whitewash of justice." So he wanted it to go to court. He or she,
Rahm Emanuel, I think it's a dude.
Okay. And police superintendent Eddie Johnson is accusing the actor of hiding behind a deal, quote, "brokered in secrecy." So he thinks a bribe went down or something like that.
Something happened.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, think about it. How would you get this thing to end? Like, clearly the brothers had to get paid off, right? Because they had to be cooperating with the investigation in order for it to work.
Right.
And so once they weren't going to cooperate, then, you know, then all you need is a couple people in positions of power to make some calls, and there you go.
Well, it's all sealed. The judge is sealing all of it. They're not releasing why they decided to not prosecute, which is just insane.
Like, right, but the cops still maintain that they have the check that he paid the guys with.
So it was a shady-ass deal that we'll never know what happened.
Yeah. So the Cook County State Attorney's Office had this to say. Smollett did forfeit his $10,000 bond in good faith to, you know, make up for all the money he wasted or whatever.
He forfeited more than that, trust me.
Yeah. So, quote, "after reviewing all the facts and circumstances of the case, including Mr. Smollett's volunteer service in the community and agreement to forfeit his bond to the city of Chicago, we believe this outcome is a just disposition and appropriate resolution to this case." So that's
what a great look for the city of Chicago.
Yeah, we'll keep you posted. We don't, you know exactly what happened with all that extreme evidence, but we'll let you know. More trouble for Boeing and its death plane, the 737 MAX 8, after a Southwest crew that was flying the plane to storage with no passengers on board had to make an emergency landing due to engine problems.
Come on.
A whole new problem.
Come on.
Yeah. Now it's the engines. Boeing has been updating software to, quote, decrease the problem that caused two of these the bastards to nosedive and kill lots of people in recent months. But, I mean, seriously, can we
caused a lot more than that. That's just two-fold crashes. It caused several dips that the pilots were like, Jesus Christ, we almost died.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, can we? These planes are lemons. Let's just make fucking artificial reefs out of them already. And I know I will not be flying any airline that still has these in action, and neither should you.
I know they said they were flying it to storage, but I think what happened here is they attempted to fix the software bug, released a patch, and then were like, hey, who's the craziest pilot that wants a $10,000 raise to try to fly this fucking thing in a test run? and then they did, and then it didn't work again.
And they got one taker who almost died.
And immediately almost died.
Yeah. It's... Do not go on these planes, people.
Yeah.
Conor McGregor is in some big trouble and is being accused of sexual assault in Ireland, perhaps why he retired from professional fighting on Monday. Maybe.
I would assume so.
Yeah. It is being reported that the incident took place this past December at the Beacon Hotel in Dublin, where McGregor frequently stays. He was arrested in January over the allegations, and police have obtained video footage from the hotel and evidence from his room that night.
Probably not good for him.
It's not going to be good for Connor. It's not going to be good. No. Connor was not formally charged and released, though the investigation is still ongoing. So apparently in Ireland, you cannot name names of persons accused of rape until convicted. So he's been flying under that luxury as the unnamed sportsman in all these rumors that have been going around in Irish news and whatever. But the cat's out of the bag now. So,
I mean, I don't know. He seems like a level-headed dude. Doesn't seem like a guy that would ever get upset or do something, anything out of line, you know?
Yeah, I mean, a guy that has his own whiskey brand probably doesn't get out of hand from time to time.
I imagine he was very respectful to her in the video and audio that'll be released, I'm sure.
Extremely. And finally, a bridezilla that kicked out one of her husband's family friends for wearing his formal Marine attire and medals to her wedding is being called out for being exactly what she is, a complete bitch.
Oh!
The bride took to social media to ask what others thought of her decision, saying this, quote, "The son of one of my husband's family friends showed up to my wedding in his Marine's formal wear, complete with all his medals. Now
it's a nice thing. That's normally you're like honored.
I see what's going on here.
Yeah, you're honored.
She felt outstaged.
Oh yeah,
with his outfit.
Exactly. She goes on to say, "Now I have nothing against anyone in the military, but this was a black tie optional wedding, and frankly, it felt very out of place, and it seemed like he was just trying to show off. My wedding had over 300 guests." And nobody else felt the need to wear something to make them stand out. Yeah. So exactly as Mark said, she felt upstaged, didn't put her tits out there enough. And, you know.
He might as well have been wearing white
dress.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. So she asked the man who has valiantly served our country to not be served any more free drinks. This woman sucks.
Seriously?
Yeah, she kicked him out of her fucking wedding.
She kicked him out of the wedding.
She kicked him out. He was causing too much attention. People were thanking him for his service too much and not paying enough attention to her.
Yeah, exactly. But it's okay. I have another take here that she probably just had a really plain, shitty dress. Mm-hmm. So she was like, they were probably even like just taking pictures of his uniform, and she just she didn't look great. But the good news for her is that she's certainly going to get divorced by the way she acts. So she'll have another chance to buy a good dress. Yes. Yeah. She can get a better dress next time.
Put the girls out a little more next time, baby. And that's it for Hard Factor. Friday's show not looking good, guys. So step it up. Share the podcast, please. We would love to do a Friday show for you guys, honestly. Remember, it's not reviews we need.
No, it's not comments we need.
It's not iTunes reviews. Sorry, it's not comments we need.
It's unique reviews.
Unique five-star reviews. Click that five-star button.
If you've already done that, it doesn't count. Like, you can keep clicking it, and it looks like it counts, but it has to be a unique device.
New
phone,
username.
New user.
Yeah. Yeah.
New computer. So you got to like get your friends to do it.
Right. If you want to leave a nice comment, please do so.
Right.
As always, thank you for all the support. We really fucking appreciate it. And please have yourself a great fucking day.
See you later.